Dear Cheap Astronomy, is there anything truly transparent? Well, yes, a vacuum is truly transparent. Anything else? Well, not really. In a previous Cheap Astronomy episode, we've described how some materials absorb photons, while other materials allow those photons to pass through them. The underlying principle is quantum mechanics. While an electron can absorb a photon and be raised to a higher energy shell, it will only absorb a photon that has the exact quanta of energy required to do that raising. So, even within the narrow wavelength range of optical light, some materials absorb photons and others don't. But remember that the wavelength of light is an expression of its energy level, and remember that light occurs across a huge spectrum of different wavelengths. So, some materials might be transparent to optical light, but be opaque to radio light, or vice versa, because radio light has different energy levels to optical light. However, even transparent materials that don't absorb optical light can become opaque eventually. Several hundred meters down, the ocean, which as you may be aware is made of water, becomes totally dark. This is not because normally transparent water does eventually start absorbing optical light photons. It's because it scatters them. So, to recap, water does absorb low-energy, long-wavelength light, which is why microwaves can heat your coffee. Infrared light is also mostly absorbed by water. Optical light is not absorbed, but longer-wavelength red light photons are the first to be scattered as light penetrates the water and interacts with particulate matter or with water molecules themselves. Those interactions don't involve photon absorption, but they do begin to divert the straight line paths of photons that are passing through the water. This is why scuba divers commonly report that at depth, colours begin to lose their warmth as red light is lost from their visual range. As you go deeper into the ocean, more and more photons from shorter wavelengths also get diverted laterally, including, eventually, the blue and the violet ones, until there are no optical light photons left still heading straight down. And so, consequently, it gets optically dark. Looking down at the ocean from above the surface, deep water looks dark blue because no light is being reflected back from the bottom, since of course most of that light never makes it to the bottom. Conversely, shallow water appears a lighter blue, or even green, as light can make it through to the sandy bottom, and that light can also be reflected back out to your eye. But to get back to the point of the story, what we think of as transparency in materials is only true over certain distances. For example, glass is highly transparent, but a kilometre thick piece of glass will probably be completely opaque, not due to absorption, but due to scattering. The structural geometry of materials is also an issue. Although water is transparent to optical light, snow and ice certainly aren't, unless we're talking about very thin slices of ice. At the microscopic level, water freezes into a kind of crystalline matrix, which is less dense than fluid water, which is of course why ice floats on water. When light interacts with frozen water, all the prismatic facets of those frozen ice particles cause extensive photon scattering across many different wavelengths, so that all the separate colours of optical light are first split, then scattered, and then remixed. So when they are reflected back at your eye, they're all mixed up in the form of pure white, which is why snow and also icebergs look white. Mind you, glacial ice that's been compressed down to a denser, more uniform matrix produces less prismatic diffraction and reflection, and so is more likely to behave like fluid water does, which is why dense glacial ice ends up having a blue colour. Cool, huh?